You let it lay out there till it cures in the sun. Then you rake it up, and you either shock it or you bale it.
Where do you keep your cows? If you had cows, where would
you keep them? In the pasture.
If you had a special shelter for them when it was raining, what would you call that?
Called the cow barn.
What do you call the place where you keep your horses?
That's the horse stable.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Called the milk shed.
Where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
Keep them in the pig pen. Rocks.
Did this have a shelter, or was it just open?
Well, it was open, and then it was known as a breeding pen where the hogs brought the little baby ones in and kept them separate from the rest of them.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
In the well.
Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you could set the jugs and milk and other things to keep them cool? Or did everybody just use the well?
Everybody just used the well. Tie a rope on it and let it down in the well till it touched the water, and it would keep cool.
Well, what we have big businesses for that kind of thing now. What do you call that business that takes care of the milk and the butter and
refrigeration?
The place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around.
Lot. All the lots where they walk around, turn them out the stalls, and they walk around in the lot. They call that the horse lot and the cow lot.
All right. What would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Call the pasture. Or the meadow. Call the pasture. Let the cows out in the pasture. They have hundreds of acres of land for them to rove in the pastures.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
You want to tell me about the work you did?
Yeah. You prepare your land. Then you plant your seed. And then it come up. Then you cultivate it. You chop your cotton out and whole chops apart, leave 3 or 4 stalks in a hill, and then you work it till it matures, and then you pick it. And then you take it to the gin and gin it, where they separate the lint from the seed, and you bale it, and it's ready for market.